Hot 104.7.
Ryan Seacrest confirmed that American Idol stopped production after Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey started lashing out at each other. He called it heated and intense, but he said it's fantastic because we want that. Us Weekly claims the situation is drinking again. A source says that he was seen in Hollywood last week, quote, downing so many cocktails he could barely stand, but his rep is denying it. Meanwhile, the situation was on Ellen yesterday talking about his sobriety. Mumford & Sons has the number one album in the country and the biggest debut of the year after selling 600,000 copies of their new disc, Babel. That's more than twice the combined sales of the new Green Day and No Doubt albums. Billboard.com has put out a list of top 100 pop songs over the past 20 years, which was compiled based on actual chart performance. And the Goo Goo Dolls had two songs to make the top 10, including Irish, which topped the list.
What?
Iris. I just realized I said Irish after I did it. Iris, which topped the list.
Oh, there's my shillelagh, you know, stick. I've been looking for that.
I had such a perfect dirt going
on. It was flawless.
It was.
Until you said Irish.
Well, maybe they should have a song called Irish.
Maybe they should.
That's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
What do you do when you can't bring your vodka through security at the airport? Drink it.
Duh.
Got the story after Gotye.
No.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 934. I got a text message. Thank you, 0757. I almost forgot. Drink!
Because I screwed up the dirt?
Yeah, well, they sent two words. Irish. Drink.
I'm very sad about that.
I know. It was flawless.
It was like I was doing such a nice job with it, and it sounded so good. And then I screwed up Irish.
And the Goo Goo Dolls,
Irish,
was the number one song.
You know, I think that they should have a song called Irish.
I suppose. Why not?
It'd be a great song.
Sure. Be a great song. Not sure what it would be about, but.
About being Irish.
Yeah.
The love for redheads.
There aren't a lot of details on this. All there really is, I found this on Gawker. There was one photo posted on Facebook and a brief eyewitness report, but this story is awesome. On Tuesday morning, at 7:30 in the morning, a very classy woman was going through security at Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C. She wanted to bring through a plastic handle of Smirnoff vodka.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, the big one, of those 1.75 liters.
Yeah, that's a... Wow. Wow.
TSA said no.
Okay. I can understand that.
Because it was over 3 ounces.
I can understand that one.
Now, if she'd brought a little shot glass of Smirnoff, that probably would have been okay. You know, those little tiny ones you buy for, I don't know, a buck or two, whatever they are. But rather than throw out the $17 bottle of vodka, she just started drinking it right there. It was 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Remember this. Oh. Apparently, she even offered sips of vodka to the other passengers.
Oh, I would have taken a drink.
It was not clear from the story whether or not anyone took her up on the offer, but... Hey, it's 7:30 in the morning. Have a good time. You know?
Oh, I would have been petting everybody in line.
Oh, that's right. Vodka makes you pet people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or like, you're so pretty.
Whenever I drink liquor, I get really loud, and I don't stop talking.
What? So you drink before you come on the show?
Shh, I knew you were going to say that.
You said yourself right up for
it. I know.
I had to.
Okay. That's fine. You go ahead and pile on. I just have one word for you.
Oh, Irish?
Yeah.
A perfect dirt until that.
Yeah, I love that Goo Goo Dolls song. What is it called?
Irish.
Irish, yeah.
That's my next crappy karaoke song.
Did they even say the word
Irish
in there, though?
Iris?
I don't think they do. I'd give it forever to trust you. I don't think they do say it in there. I'm going to fast forward it to where it actually gets to the chorus, because I don't think they say the word Irish. I'm Irish. Yeah, I don't think the word Irish is said in the song.
I'm looking on the lyrics right now to see if I can find.
Do a control F and type in the word Iris.
Control.
Or Irish. Or no, Iris is the word we're looking for, not Irish. Wouldn't it be awesome if the word Irish was in the song and Iris wasn't?
Yes. What? Let's see. It's just, nope.
The word Iris does not appear in the song other than the title.
Okay. No.
There's lots of songs like that.
That's so weird, though.
It happens. Anyway, our heroes of the day are coming up momentarily. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, good.
Always ready.
Mine has to do with a stripper.
Mine has to do with Batman.
I'm Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a Snickers commercial type Batman thing? Or is it like a Comic-Con taken too far kind of Batman thing?
Like that one, okay. The latter.
Mm-hmm. All right. Heroes of the day up next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Real quick, earlier we were talking about how, sometimes guys, or gals, and sometimes guys, like, try to hide the fact that they use the bathroom from their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I got
Which is weird.
I got an anonymous email that said, my ex used to take the laptop into the bathroom and say she was paying bills. At least that's what she said she was doing.
Uh-huh.
Every time he's a hero. Working class hero. Hero. I can be your hero, baby.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
I know I've wondered this, and if you've ever wondered how the police would handle a real-life superhero helping them out, here is your answer. He wouldn't actually be any help. And would probably get arrested for interfering with their work. 33-year-old Mark Wayne Williams of Michigan likes to dress up as Batman.
Oh, he
listen
does,
listen to
does
the police
he?
Scanner and show up at crime scenes.
Oh.
That became a problem last week when Mark heard reports on the scanner about a car accident where the driver who caused the crash had fled the scene. As state troopers and canine units searched the area, Mark also searched as Batman. Yes, he was
like
wearing,
dressed up as Batman.
He was wearing his Batman costume.
That is awesome.
He told the cops later he just happened to be wearing his costume when he heard about the search. Anyway, the cops were furious when they saw Mark because his scent could throw off the dogs and told him to leave, but he refused. So they arrested him for felony obstructing a police investigation, which could get him 2 years in prison.
Wow.
That is Mark's second arrest as Batman. Last year, he was arrested when he was spotted on the roof of a local business wearing his costume and carrying a baton and pepper spray. He got 6 months of probation.
Unfortunately, I don't have a photo of the stripper in this story, so don't know exactly what she looks like, but if you read between the lines of what the police say, you can make a pretty solid guess about her appearance.
Okay.
Sunday night, a man in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, hired a stripper to come to his home for a private dance, but when she got to his house, he refused to open the door.
All right.
Eventually, the stripper called the cops and reported it as theft of services because the man had ordered the private strip show but stopped it from happening. Local police captain Mike Schwartz speculated on what happened. Quote, I guess there are some people who would have a better dance than others. Maybe you were expecting Mikhail Baryshnikov and got someone looking like me. I wouldn't answer the door either.
Oh.
Translation being,
she's
the
ugly.
Stripper probably did not look like what the customer was expecting and decided it wasn't a theft since she had never danced.
Well, you know, that's what you get for ordering a stripper on the internet.
Yeah, well, yeah. So in other words, she called the cops because he wouldn't let her in because she was ugly. Time for us to scoot. Ben's in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.